Hi, Anne here, and I just wanted to take a few moments to talk to you about the steps you really need to take after you make that initial decision to change your health. And this is something that we talk about a lot in my Pilates classes, and I talk a lot about with my clients, and because I do think it's a crucial part of succeeding. And if you're going to spend all this time and all this money and all this energy on getting in shape, don't you want it to actually work? So once you make a decision, you need to start making a list of specific measurable goals, meaning put a date with these goals, make some specific things you want to achieve. Like you want to wear size 4 jeans, you want to have a, size 25 waist, whatever it is, make them very tangible goals. Don't just say, I want to lose weight. Also, you need to be consistent about it, and you need to have commitment to yourself. And that is something that you're going to need to renew every single day before every single workout. And this is even a challenge for me, guys. It's not something that you just are born with. It takes time, and this is where the work comes in, is being consistent and committed to that, those goals. And the last thing you really need to start thinking about is, who are your support system? Who are the people that you know you can count on to support you, not put you down in any way while you're trying to achieve these goals, even in a small way? Sometimes family can do that, and I know that too from firsthand. So that's it for today. I just wanted to share that with you vocally, as opposed to just writing this down and having you not understand that this is a struggle everyone goes through. So once you make your decision, get your list of goals, set dates for those goals, start finding a support system of people that are going to support you, and then just start being consistent every single day. Have a great day, guys, and I will chat with you soon.